Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astro Mind 2012. I am your host, Adrian, and tonight we'll be doing some readings with the Tarot, the Ruins, and the Pendulum, just as we normally do, as a random routine. I'd like to introduce the supernatural a little bit to our audiences. I've been studying the supernatural since I was 16. I am now 30. And the supernatural is a very interesting concept when it comes to spirits and spirit guides and angels and ascended masters. But, you know, when you get into that, it's a very powerful experience. And it changes your whole perspective on things when you start to see different things. And I just wanted to mention, if there's any callers out there, please call in. Feel free to call in, get your reading. If you'd like to learn more about supernatural and spirit contact or communications, I'd like to talk a little bit about the Ouija board. Now, the Ouija board, there's many different kinds of boards. I've been collecting Ouija boards since I was 16. All they are really is just a board to use to channel with. And different things like that. It's just, you know, it's used for all kinds of different reasons. Every board is different. But you also develop a friendship with your board, just like you do with your tarot cards and also your runes. Once you develop that friendship, that bond, then your soul connects with it. And it could be used in a divination tool for different experiences. It looks like we do have one caller from the 480 area. Let's go ahead and bring him on the air. 480.
Hi.
Hi, hello. And my name is Adrian, and how can I help you tonight?
Hi, Adrian. My name is Yvette, and I was just wondering if I could have a reading regarding a relationship.
Okay, and are you currently in one now, or?
Kind of. It's a long story. That's why I'm looking for the reading. I'm just looking for the confirmation for what I believe I've already heard. So that's all.
So you are in a relationship, you said?
Basically, yes.
Okay. Well, what do you want to know exactly?
Whatever you know, Angel Spirit has to share with you. That's all. Whatever comes up. You shared something with me previously, probably about a year ago, and I was just so far it was coming together, and I was just looking for the confirmation that I believe is still coming, and that's all.
Okay. Since the last time we spoke, has anything changed?
Yes.
Your connection's been a lot stronger?
It's gotten stronger, yes. Mm-hmm. It was very strong, then it stopped, and then now it's building back up.
That's good. Did I do any kind of clearings for you or any kind of healing or anything like that with my chart?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. Because I use these charts, pendulum charts, and I do energy block clearings.
Mm-hmm.
And I help to strengthen relationships with whatever energy blockage or anything that's preventing people from moving forward. I make those corrections.
Okay.
And a lot of times, which I found, a lot of the problems come from people's family lineage. Because, like, I had this lady come over this morning, and I read her cards, and I told her that the reason why she was going through some obstacles, and it had to do with her family.
Mm-hmm.
It has to do with, it has to do with her relatives and her family. Thank
mm-hmm.
you. And that's the reason why things were moving kind of slow for her.
Okay.
Is what the cards were showing me.
Mm-hmm.
Time frames, I'm pretty good with time frames. Like, I could pick up different things in the cards. Like, the tarot will bring up, like, and number three, it'll say, okay, well, that would represent 3 days from now, or it would represent 3 months from now, different things like that. And it's just, it's all kind of self-explanatory, and you
mm-hmm.
just got to read the self and the numbers that are on it, depending on the question.
Okay.
So what your question is, you want to know if things are improving, and I got the first card I pulled is the Six of Pentacles.
Mm-hmm.
And what I got from that card is that the Six of Pentacles usually has to do with greed. But the way the card is positioned, it's basically saying the greed is well paid off. It's over and it's done with. So you can move forward now. Which means
the
you don't
grief,
have to feel
are you
like...
Saying, I'm sorry, I missed
yeah,
what
you
said. It has to do with grief?
No, greed.
Greed as in you're greedy for money?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it don't always have to be money. It could just be over
right.
material thing. And so whether there was some kind of greed in the past, that's over and done with. And it could just be because there are some lessons that had to be learned. And that's
okay.
usually what slows the process down when there's any kind of greed or any kind of ego that gets in the way.
Mm-hmm.
The way this position is just telling you that that's over and done with, and you don't have to deal with a lot of the issues that are going to come up in your future.
Okay.
But the greed don't have anything to do with you. It has to do with him.
Okay, that makes sense then. Okay. Sitting here like, what?
Yeah.
But that does make sense. Okay.
Yeah, it don't have anything to do with you. The only greed that you want is his unconditional love.
Yes.
Because we all want something from somebody.
Right.
And that's where we get greedy, but at the same time, we either do it out of love or we do it out of hate. Or we
mm-hmm.
do it out of needy, of being needy.
Right.
A lot of times if you need that energy, then there's usually a reason for it.
Right.
But sometimes we can't get it from that person, see? It's like we have to keep going to different facilitators to get certain messages. That's why relationships don't work out, because the connection is not, it's not there.
Mm-hmm.
It's like put, it's kind of like, I don't know, I like to put it this way. It's like putting two spark plugs together to start a car. If you can't get the same wires to spark the car for to run,
mm-hmm.
then it ain't going to run. There's no connection.
Right.
So if you look at it that way, that's how we are with different people. We either spark or we don't spark.
Right.
And I think that's a lesson that we have to learn, is that only spark with the people that you spark with.
Right.
That you can spark with. And a lot of people say, oh, it's chemistry. Well, it doesn't have anything to do with chemistry. Because I've seen some pretty ugly people with some pretty good-looking people. It has nothing to do with chemistry. But what it does have to do with, it has to do with your connection.
Right.
And I think that's one of the reasons why when you put two animals together, they don't get along, like a cat
mm-hmm.
and a dog. It's the same thing. It's like putting two signs together that are not compatible.
Right.
But then again, sometimes it don't even have to be just that. Sometimes when you put two signs together, they can be together for years because they have the same chemistry. I mean, not the same chemistry, the same connection.
Right.
You know, I feel it all has to play into part with the puzzle piece. Yes, it does. You know, people have to have chemistry. People have to have glamorous. They have to have money. They have to have all that stuff to have a relationship. But in reality, you really don't. It's more of that connection, that spiritual connection that you want to build, just like you build with God. You
mm-hmm.
want to build that connection. And if you keep it sacred and you keep it sacred in your heart, you're going to go a long ways with God. But if you don't, you're going to be one of his fallen angels. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And all the fallen is really is the people who didn't learn their lessons. That's all it is. People who commit
right.
suicide or people who fall, you know. They don't understand why they go through what they go through because they're too wrapped up into the world. So they forget, you know, who they really are. The only thing that keeps me going is I remember every day who I am. I remember what I can do. I remember who I are, who I am, and who I and how many people I've helped.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter how many people reject me. You know, it doesn't matter. But what matters is you build that connection with God, because that's the only thing that's going to save you in the end.
Amen. Amen.
So. I mean, that's what people have to realize, is that is the only thing that's important, is to build your connection with God, build your connection with your lover in the same way. Keep this love sacred, because anytime when it's not sacred, that's when you lose that connection. If it's the same thing with God, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You feel disconnected. You feel dirty, you know.
Right.
And I think a lot of people feel that. You know, they feel that because they cheated on their husbands or their wives, or their boyfriends, girlfriends, whatever, but they don't realize that they have to keep that relationship sacred or the dark side will intervene.
Very true.
That's where we're at. So. And it will always intervene. I mean, that's just part of the balance, to keep the balance. But there's more fallen than there are people who are rising. That's the sad part. But your connection with your lover is rising. It's finally rising, and it's getting stronger.
Awesome.
And that's what you really wanted to know.
That is what I wanted to know. It was probably over a year ago when things were good between he and I, before there were issues. You told me that you described him like perfectly, and even the relationship and how who he was to me would change, but it would work out in the long run, and all of those things came to pass. So I figured it's been about a year and a half. Let me just call it and see if it was the same confirmation I thought. So things are right in line.
Yeah, I don't always remember what I say, but there are a lot of things that do come to pass what I do say. And that's why a lot of my clients keep coming back, and they don't pay $50 to go to another reader. I make my readings very reasonable. And the only reason why I charge is because my mentor told me that if you charge, then people actually really believe in you. You know, on one-on-one, when you're together. And they're not as skeptical because they actually believe in you and they're actually paying you for your service, you know. And not all the time does it work that way. Sometimes it does, sometimes it don't. You know, it's just that they're giving like an offering to you, kind of like you give to the God. When you pray to them, you give them an offering, you know, and you keep your promise. And a lot of times we can't always live up to our promises, you know, our expectations. So,
right.
I mean, it's the same thing with the job, you know, they depend on you. Same thing with relationship, they depend on you. And a lot of people can't hold them down, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But this one I feel can. This one I did see for you that has come to pass is exactly right where you want to be.
Okay.
And that's what you wanted to know, and that's what, you know, that's the confirmation. Because
that is the confirmation.
Now that you're clicking in my head, I'm starting to think back what I was telling you. But I read so many people a day, I can't remember everything. So.
Oh, no, I completely understand. I personally, I'm a prophet myself, so I completely understand. Like, when you speak, it's the Holy Spirit speaking, and through me anyway. Like, when I speak, I don't remember anything. I tell people most of the time to always come back and say, hey, you know, you told me. I'm like, oh, yeah. And they start speaking, it kind of comes back. So I completely understand. I just, you know, there's so many readers, and not everyone's gift is genuine as yours. So I thank you for sharing your gift and being used the way you're supposed to be. So I appreciate that.
You're very welcome, and, you know, and I always like to hear a confirmation. Like I was telling my dad, don't get discouraged, you know, because you're every now and then you're going to hear somebody give you confirmation.
Uh-huh.
And it's just one of those nights that, you know, I call in and you call in, and it makes me feel good when I hear confirmation, because there's so many disbelievers out there. And when it does happen, it scares them, and they don't want to call back again. And that tells me a lot of you that you don't get intimidated by that.
Right?
So,
no. Not at all. Well, do you have time for one more question?
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. What do you see business-wise for me?
Well, where's your focus right now on business?
My focus is right now, I own a bakery, and it's, we're ready to go into a retail. I'm just trying to decide on which location, and the same person that is, I'm in a relationship with is my business partner, as you told me he would become, which at the time he was not. It was February when you and I talked last February of 2012, and you told me at that time that he would become my twin flame, my soulmate, was going to be my business partner. And out of nowhere, he said, hey, I want to invest in your business. And so we've become business partners, but through being business partners, things have kind of slowed. And we're right at the point where... I'm sorry, what was that?
It all fell into place.
Yeah, and so now it's falling into place, and we are just trying to make some final decisions. And so... I'm kind of feeling uncertain because he was in a job that took him away. He was working in New Jersey for the past year and a half. That job is now over, but the job has him going 3 hours away during the week. And so I'm hoping he doesn't, you know, that the business takes off so quickly that he doesn't have to work that job anymore.
Oh, okay.
So I'm just looking to see if you see it growing as quick as I'm thinking, or... holding off, or whatever you receive on that, if you receive anything on it.
Well, from my understanding is, since everything is falling into place, that is the plan. That is the ultimate plan of God's plan, is for you to follow through with that and. But your main focus is you want to know if you should move to a different location or what?
Yeah, right now I use a rental kitchen, and I from home. The state I'm in allows us to work from home and use rental kitchens. It's about opening our own space, so I'm trying to decide between two spaces. There's a space that's closer to me that's ready to go, or a space that's closer to him that we'd have to build out, but it would be the better of two spaces long term. So I'm trying to decide, do we start, which one do we go with? And he's kind of like, well, whatever you want. So I just want to make sure I make the right decision.
Okay.
And so it's between two cities.
For pendulum. Let me check the pendulum here and see if
okay.
The one close to you would be good.
Yeah, one starts with a G and one starts with an L. So just whichever one you get first, G or L.
Let's start with G. Okay, G looks good. So let's start with L. L looks bad. So it's a
okay.
G.
So
yeah.
Start with G first. That's what I've been hearing to do as well. So you just confirmed everything. You're so awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you
so
much.
Yeah, my spirit guide will catch my surprise like that.
Good deal. So that's... So
yeah, I felt that one go through my back when I was doing the pendulum.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I said spirit guides, because they were standing right behind me when you said that.
Uh-huh.
Just letting me know, hey, you know, that's the one.
That is the one. It's yeah. Because it's so interesting about that. I actually heard to do it there, and we've got, like, all we have to do is find the paperwork, but I just have had a little bit of hesitation because he... hasn't been excited about either. So, okay.
Yes.
Good deal. Mm-hmm. Good deal.
So, is there anything else?
No, you answered everything for me. I appreciate it.
Well, you're very welcome, and I do want to say thank you for the confirmation, and I'm hoping that all is well for you, you know, and I'll continue praying for you and your soulmate.
Thank you so much, Adrian. Have a great day. Thanks.
You too. Have a good night. Okay, let's go ahead with the next caller from the 727 area. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, and what's your name? Where are you from?
My name's Julie. I'm from Florida.
Julie, how can I help you tonight? You're speaking with Adrian from Salt Lake City.
Oh, hi.
Hi. What is your question?
I just want to know if you have any messages from Spirit for me.
Okay. Do you know your spirit guide's name?
No.
Okay. Well, it is a female. She did come through through the energy to me. She just said she's a female, and her name is Nancy. She keeps saying, my name is Nancy, or something like that. Either Nanny or Nancy.
Okay.
She's 41 years old. She's saying something about your health. Has your health been good?
Yeah.
Okay. She's telling you to watch your health.
Okay.
Like exercise, eat healthy, stay away from anything that's stressful to you.
Okay.
She's also saying something about traveling coming up for you. Are you thinking of traveling?
No, I haven't thought of that.
Okay, so there's some travel coming up. She's saying there's going to be a death in your family coming up. I don't know when. How's your family's health? Is your family's health good?
No, it's not.
Okay, because maybe that's what she's implying. She's saying something about bad health in family.
Mm-hmm.
What else do you want to say, Nancy? She's saying that she comes from your home, from where you live. Is your house kind of old?
Yes.
Okay. So she used to live there. She said she had two brothers there.
Okay.
Your house is kind of haunted.
Okay.
I have to say, but your house is haunted. Okay, just acknowledge that. Anything else you want to say? Are you in a relationship right now?
No, I'm not.
Are you looking?
Not really.
Yeah, because she's saying you're not looking.
Yeah, I'm not looking.
Something about relation. She just nods her head, you know.
Okay.
She said you enjoy being single.
Yeah, for right now I do.
Mm-hmm.
Although I did go through a breakup about 6 months ago that was pretty painful.
Was it?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I really had a lot of feelings for this guy, and it didn't work out, unfortunately. Do you see anything about that?
Yeah, she said it was not the right timing for you because it wasn't because you really wanted a relationship, and that's the reason why it never worked out. Like, your heart wasn't open to it. And the reason why I wasn't open to it is because you really didn't love this guy, the way he treated you.
Yeah, he didn't treat me very well. And I got upset, and I told him, I'm not going to put up with this. And what was messed up is I don't think he thought that anything he did wrong. Like, I don't
mm-hmm.
think he thought that he did anything wrong. Like, that's the part that upset me the most. Like, he didn't
mm-hmm.
see... his problem was, you know, and I was like, excuse me, you have a problem that he didn't...
Mm-hmm, immature.
What?
He was very immature, the way he handles
yeah.
things.
Like, we haven't spoken
yeah.
since.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just like one of those people, too, like, they make all these false promises and tell you they love you, and then they turn around and backstab you, you know?
No, he never did. He never did that to me. He never made any promises.
That's what I've, you know, I've experienced, but everyone's experience is different. But I know what you mean by that, you know, the disappointment, you know.
Yeah.
It,
yeah.
I mean, it sucks, you know. And there are people out there like that that will use you and abuse you, and there are people who will take from you. And if they know that you're of the light, then the dark side will try to make you lesser than a person. You know what I mean?
He's a dark person or an evil person. I don't feel that. I just think that he doesn't want to have any kind of commitment with anybody. And I don't even think he wants a wife or a girlfriend. I don't think that he's in that mindset of wanting a commitment or wanting something in his life permanently, you know?
No, he's not.
Do you see anything else?
But at this point in your lifetime now, you're just thinking about yourself. You're thinking about what you want for your happiness, and that's exactly where you want to be.
Yeah, but do you see anything else about him? Like, does he think about me?
He does now and then. He thinks about what he did wrong. It's just like with my relationship, they think about what they did wrong. And when that guilt starts coming around, it starts bugging them every now and then. It's kind of like, it's like a fly that keeps buzzing around your head, and then it finally just goes away, and then it keeps coming back, you know.
Right.
It goes back and forth, and it bugs the hell out of them, you know.
Right.
And
right.
It's always going to be there, the guilt. But the bottom line is can they keep that in their hearts? Can they learn to show more love? Can they learn to forgive others and not judge them for what they have, you know? And that's the lesson that they have to learn. And maybe that's where us as light workers, we go into that space where we are there to show them those lessons, because we have so much full of love that we've already learned those lessons. But we get hurt easily by those people because we still are learning. We still are learning how to forgive, you know. And
right.
that's the hardest part, you know, as
right.
light workers. Yeah. Because you can easily fall into the dark easily. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
So like, what do you think he's going to... Do you think he's going to contact me again? Because I do. I think he will.
Oh, yeah. Eventually he will, yeah.
When do you think that's going to happen?
And if not, the universe will make it happen.
Gross. When do you think that's going to happen?
Sometime next month.
Yeah, I know, right? That's what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, okay.
Just like I told that lady on my show, I told her everything. My name is Adrian.
Oh, my God, that's the cutest name.
Thank you.
I just, like, what is he thinking? Like, does he think, like, oh, I'll talk to her, like, to make myself feel better? What, like, why is he going to bother with me?
Well, he feels like he's not done with you yet.
Why, though?
He feels that there's still some unresolved issues that need to be met, things that you need to talk about, things that you need to correct. It's just, it's all part of karmic. It's like, it gets that
like closure.
Mm-hmm,
like,
closure, yeah.
He, you know, just to run into each other one more time, and he can be like, well, I'm really sorry about what happened. So it can
exactly.
make himself feel better.
Exactly.
And I'll be like, okay,
then they
well,
don't
thank
feel
you.
Guilt.
I'm like, best of luck to you. See you later. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, then they don't feel the guilt.
Well, I know
like
he doesn't feel the guilt, but I think he's going to be a very lonely person. I really do. Like,
every now and then he feels it.
Yeah, he may not, you know, I mean, I don't know how to explain it, but I sense, I'm kind of intuitive myself, and I tell how lonely he is. He seems so lonely to me.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't make sense. Why would you do that to yourself? Why would you, basically, you're being offered love from a person in relationship, in a loving relationship, and then you don't want it, obviously, and then you're so lonely. It's stupid.
I know. I don't understand it myself. And that's, I mean, it's like, are you guys bipolar or something? I mean, what the hell, you know?
Yeah. Now, he has a situation with a family member where the family member and him are, like, codependent, like, the family member. It's, like, all messed up. Anyway, do you pick up anything about that with him and his family member? He lives with them.
I'm picking up a man that has a lot of problems.
Yeah, it's a guy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's the one that's causing all the problems.
With the guy he lives with?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I know. That's why we broke up. I broke up with him over it. I was like, look, you know, if you want to keep living with this guy, fine, but, you know, I can't deal with it. Because he at one point told me I couldn't even go to their house. And I was really disgusted at that point. I was like, why? He's like, oh, my nephew's fragile, and he's a very paranoid guy. And I'm like, uh-huh, whatever. Bye-bye. Like, that was,
that
pissed me off.
That, like, sounds stupid right there.
Well, his nephew is messed up, real messed up. I don't think it's a lie. I just think that.
I know that, but it's still stupid to worry about petty things, you know?
Yeah. So do you see that situation coming to an end with him and his nephew?
Eventually, yes, because something's going to happen to his nephew that's going to be very tragic.
What, like him getting arrested or something?
Could be. That's something tragic coming up.
So when that happens, does that mean he's going to run to me, or is he just going to run home to his parents?
Hold on a minute. He's trying to
block
me.
Hell?
Hold on.
Oh, sure.
He's going to try to run to his parents, but they're not going to want him back.
Yeah. But they'll
We're
have to
push
take him out. In. They'll have to take him in.
No, they don't.
I think they'll take him
in. And that's going to be karma for you.
Just for me? I'm just kidding.
It could be because of you. I mean, it could be karma.
Yeah. You know,
like,
since I broke up with him, I've been working out at the gym like every day, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably why when you first tuned into my health thing, I've been really, really doing good with my gym workouts and my eating. And I've lost like 30 pounds, and I'm feeling so much more healthy. So
what happened?
What do you mean?
What happened with your health?
No, it's better now. I lost 30 pounds.
Well, I know you've lost 30 pounds, but why have you been so stressed?
Well, after that breakup, I was depressed for a while.
Uh-huh.
And my finances have been kind of slow. And I don't know, I've just been worrying a lot, you know, a lot of worry. A lot of not sleeping right at night and depression. I'm coming out of it now, though. I'm feeling a lot better. Yeah. No, I'm feeling really happy tonight. Like, I don't feel sad or depressed. I just feel good, and I feel like I'm ready to move on with my life. But that guy, like, I don't know if he did that to me on purpose. I don't think he did it to me on purpose. I don't think he came into my life and was like, I'm going to hurt her, you know. I don't think he did it on purpose.
No, that wasn't his intent.
No, but his situation was so screwed up with that family member that there was just no way that he would I don't know if he understood how messed up his situation was or not. What happened is I pointed it out to him, and I said, look, I'm not going to live like this. You know, you better make some changes. And then that's when he said, see you later.
Because he didn't want to make the changes.
Well, I don't think he could. I don't really think he could. I mean, his whole, everything.
His situation?
What?
Huh? Is it because of his situation? Is that why you say that?
Well, because he was living with this guy, and then, they're under a lease, and, he has commitments to live and stuff.
It would be a situation.
Huh?
I said, what you're saying is it was his situation, that's why he couldn't make the changes.
Yeah, but I didn't have the patience to, be, really patient about it, and understanding, because when I would ask him about it, he wouldn't tell me much. And I would have understood if he would have been more communication with me. But he just wouldn't talk to me about it. He was so private. And I was like, okay, you know what? You're not telling me that you're going to make changes. You're not giving me future. So I'm here. You know.
Well, from what you're telling me, it sounds like things are getting better with him from what I get, I just get that feeling that things are going in a better direction than it was,
Oh, for him?
In the past. Uh-huh.
Why? Why would you say that?
Even though it may seem negative right now, but it could just lead into something good. Something, it's kind of like when you worked at a job for 6 years and finally they lay you off and they say, you don't have a job anymore, and a lot of people freak out because they've been there for 6 years. And But it usually leads to something more positive because they feel obligated that they have to keep repeating and repeating and repeating until they fall into a panic attack or something like my dad did, when he had a heart attack. So it's kind of leads you into a path where it helps to expand your way of thinking rather than in the little box that you've lived all your life,
Right. So
and
that's
kind of what
know,
happened. Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
But I'm using that as an example, and that's what's happening with him.
Okay.
His life is going through one transition to another. And
yeah,
the transitions have been.
I was hard on him. I was kind of hard on him. I admit it.
Mm-hmm.
Because
well,
I just.
You were hard on him because you didn't have all the information, You didn't have all the fine details. You just saw what you saw in front of you,
Well, I just looked at the whole situation. I was like, I can't make a relationship work, while this
That's
is going
nice.
On.
You really could. You really
yeah.
couldn't. And I don't blame you.
So when you said earlier that you saw someone die or passing away, didn't you say that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, my dad's really sick, and so is my mother. They're both ill.
Well, that's why I asked if there was any in your family.
Yeah, my dad, he's older, and he seems to be really grouchy lately. I don't know.
Are they starting to lose any memory?
Yeah, my dad is, and my mother, both. Yeah, my mom for sure has some dementia. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And that's kind of why I see some death coming up. Maybe not in your family, but I do see some changes that are coming up, some big ones.
Do you sense anything about my dad?
Your dad is not going to live a very long life.
Right.
But he will live long enough to see what he has to see before he passes.
What does he have to see?
Things that he hasn't seen, things that he wants to do, things that he wants to still experience. And I think a lot of it is because his mind is so run down with not really exercising his mind to his fullest potential. So that's why he feels like it's time for him to retire and give up. That's what his soul feels like.
Well, he's like 78 now.
So that makes sense.
Yeah.
He's ready to go. He's just taking too much of the beating.
Yeah, definitely doesn't feel well.
Mm-hmm. So he would be better off going. It's just like my ex was better off going because they were very ill.
Yes.
And just didn't feel good. Just every day was just felt like shit, you know.
Do you think my dad's ever going to admit that he doesn't feel well to me?
Yes, I do, before he passes.
How long do you think that he'll take him to tell me he doesn't feel well? Because I know he doesn't, but he tries to hide it. He doesn't really tell me much. And he's tries to act like he's Superman. Like, you know, he's like, I have to go. You know, I have to go do this. I have to go do that. I have to go do this. I have to go do that. You know, like, keeps
uh-huh.
himself ridiculously busy. Like, so busy. Like, if I was that busy, I would collapse. You know what I mean? But he just runs and runs and runs. He's running himself ragged.
And the reason why he's doing that, because he wants to get it all done before he goes.
Is that why?
Yep.
Oh, my God, I didn't even realize that. I was just like, why do you got to do all this stuff?
Because, like I said, he knows his time's coming up.
Maybe
and he's letting you, by his actions,
huh?
He's letting you know by his actions, even though he can't really tell you.
When do you think he's going to tell me? Like, what month do you think he's going to say, look, I don't feel well? Like, because he's so secretive about it.
About 3 months from now.
He's going to admit the truth.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep,
it's terrible. Yeah, he's very control freak. He's a control freak.
Well, he cares about your feelings.
He does?
Even though he don't act like it.
He's been abusive to me my whole life.
I know.
So it's like... Does he feel bad about the way he's treated me?
I think that's part of it, if you want to know the truth. I think all that guilt and all that hate has built up.
What
and
hate? Wait a minute. He has hate for me?
Well, it almost like crumbles. I think it's him more than anything. I think it's the guilt
like
and
he
the hate
himself.
That he feels inside.
Mm-hmm.
It's like decay. It's like decaying your tooth.
Right.
The more he holds it, the more he will decay.
With the hate, you mean?
Mm-hmm. And that has
yeah.
to do with grudges. That has to do with hate. That has to do with guilt. That has to do with things that we need to release. You know, and that's the hardest thing with light work, to hold those down, because you're healing a lot of people. And it builds up, you know.
Yeah, my mother is very sick, but I don't really talk to her anymore. I mean, I haven't seen or talked to my mother in many years.
Uh-huh.
By choice. I just couldn't deal with her.
Yeah. And it's better that you don't.
Yeah, I don't feel bad about it at all.
Yeah, so, neither does my dad.
No.
Because
Adrian, where are you from? You're a very interesting person.
I'm from Salt Lake, Utah.
Oh, that's right. You did say you were from Utah.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So you're a psychic? Is that the deal?
Yes, I am. I've been
psychic since
I was 16 years old.
Really? You know, all the psychics that I've called on these shows, they keep telling me I'm psychic. It's weird.
You are. You are very psychic.
They said that a lot of the people, I've had like a few readings, and they've said that my psychic is going to come forward after the summer. It's going to come forward really strong.
And
like today,
today
I was so like, I woke up and I just sat and meditated for so long because I just felt like, I needed to get centered. Like, I've been feeling so much anxiety and so much stress and just so much turmoil inside, and I don't like it. You know?
Uh-huh.
I have just too much emotional crap, like, inside right now that's going on. And, you know, my father, he's dying, basically, and, like, he's not nice. You know, he's never been nice. It's really stressful.
Uh-huh.
And he's been helping me with money, and he's, like, really nasty about it. Like, he's calls me names, and like he's really rude about it, you know. And
mm-hmm.
Does he feel bad about that when he talks to me like that?
You mean your dad?
Yeah.
Well, your dad's still alive, isn't he?
Yeah, he is still alive. Mm-hmm.
But what do you mean by him talking to me?
No, he talks to me nasty. Like, he says, like, rude stuff to me sometimes. Like, puts me down.
Oh.
Like,
I
he'll
thought
help
you meant
me with...
him talking to me. I was like,
No, like, he'll,
like,
I asked him for help for a class I needed to take for a license that I have. And
uh-huh.
He was, like, so nasty to me today about it. And he has enough money to help me, and then he's like, I don't know, I have to check, I'm really broke. I mean, I'm laughing because he's not broke, and he's like, you know, I'm older now, and I'm not working, and I can't afford all this, and like, he's like, you have to be more independent. Like, he's just very nasty about it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Very negative.
Yeah. I didn't like
uh-huh.
it. Do you think
I
he's just going to get...
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, you go ahead, Adrian, my friend.
I was just saying, I just see a black aura around him.
Yeah, and you know what? He has a new girlfriend, okay? And because
mm-hmm.
His other one, after 25 years, they broke up. And this girl is, like, you know, really into him. I don't know if it's real or not, or, like, do you pick up anything about her?
It's not real.
So what the hell is she thinking?
She's trying to get something out of him.
Yeah, that's what I think too. Money, right?
Uh-huh.
And do you think she's going to stick around till he passes away? Like, stick to him like glue?
No.
You don't?
No, because she realized, she's starting to realize she can't get nothing out of him.
You're making me laugh. Well, he's having like a party, like a 4th of July party. What?
I said she's wasting her time. and energy.
Yeah. Well, he's having a 4th of July party, you know, and I'm going to go to it, and she's going to be there. And I don't dislike her. I mean, she's not a bad person. But,
has bad intentions. She's not a bad person, but has bad intentions.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't think that her intentions are that great. I think she's an opportunist for sure. And she knows how sick he. She knows how sick he is. She knows.
Yeah.
But
maybe
when do you think they're gonna? What?
Maybe that's why she's using him, because she knows how sick he is.
Yeah, it's really sick.
That's horrible. You don't use people because they're sick.
Well, I wouldn't personally. If, you know, I go on my heart and what I feel in my heart, you know, and if I want to have a boyfriend, I have to like him. Like, for real.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like the real thing. Like, I don't just go out with a guy because he has money or drives a certain kind of car. I go out with a guy because I like him, you know. But not everybody's like that. There's people out there, like my ex-boyfriend, he married some woman. She's very ugly, unattractive, older, way older than him. And he married her for security. Yeah, he did.
Well, see, remember what I told you? It's not about chemistry. It's about connection.
Well, he doesn't have a connection with her. It's just, he's just using her so he can survive.
There's always that pros and cons to that, too.
Sure, I don't want him back, and I'm not upset that he did it. I'm actually, like, relieved because at least somebody is taking care of him in a way. You know, not on my doorstep.
Like I said, I've seen some pretty ugly people with some pretty good-looking people, and I can't even get a good date. So what does that tell you?
How old are
and
you,
I'm
Adrian?
A pretty good-looking guy. I'm 30 years old.
30? I'm 42.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I think that, I mean, I've had a model tell me that I'm so good looking, I could be a model, but yet you see all these ugly people with good looking people, and it's like, God, I can't even get that, you know?
Oh my God, you sound like me. I don't really talk like this out loud, but sometimes I see I don't know how to explain this, but I do like life coaching and stuff, and I get calls from different kinds of people, kind of like psychic work, but not really. If some of these people are like crazy, okay, straight up crazy, and they have a wife or a husband, and I'm like, even the crazy people get married and have mates, and then I'm like this normal person who just can't seem to catch a break in my love life. I feel like this next guy that I'm with is going to be a winner. I just do. I have a feeling that the next one's going to be a good, you know, like it can't be bad forever for me. I mean, come on. And the last one was way better than the one before. It's like I got a little improvement, you know. I got like, you know, pretty much, he was awesome in a lot of ways. He was a really awesome person. But he got so mixed up with this family member that it was so sad, really, for him. Don't you think he feels sad about losing me?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
You sense that around him?
Mm-hmm.
So, but he's not,
well,
he's never going
to. Did you hear that last caller that I did a reading for, and I told her all this stuff that I don't even remember I told her, and it all came true?
No, you know, I didn't, because I just turned the thing on, like the computer, and I saw your show, and I was like feeling like I was supposed to call. Like I was like, actually, I was going to go to bed.
Her,
and I was like, yeah.
I told her about 6 months ago, I told her that she was going to meet some guy and they were going to fall in love and they were going to go into business together. She said within that 6 months, everything just fell into place. And
you know what I'm hearing? I'm hearing a song in my head right now in regards to that woman, whoever she is. You want to hear the song?
Mm-hmm.
It only takes a minute, girl, to fall in love. That's the song I'm hearing for her. That's her song. Tell her if she calls back. That's her song. Oh, my God. That's so cool.
It makes a lot of sense.
The moon is so beautiful tonight, Adrian.
It is.
So you feel like he misses me and he has feelings of love for me, this guy from the past?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
I think I broke his heart in a way, don't you?
Oh, yeah, you did. But he deserved it.
I'm not proud of that. What?
That he deserved it.
You feel like he did?
Mm-hmm.
Why, though?
Because he had too much bad karma.
For real?
Uh-huh.
That's why? You feel like he had bad karma from what?
From past lives, people that he screwed over, people he wasn't honest with. See, bad things happen to good people because they have bad karma.
Yeah, probably. We can still have compassion for those people, though.
I still get upset and do stupid things. I'm not perfect. And I still get my comeuppance. You know?
I know, but I think we should still have compassion, even if people have karma and stuff. We should still have compassion for people who suffer. So you feel he fell in love with me, and does he kind of understand in a way why I couldn't deal with his ass?
Uh-huh.
He knows?
Oh, yeah. He knows.
So what are his thoughts on that?
Well, to be honest with you, it really don't bother him.
That was funny, Adrian. What do you mean it doesn't bother him?
It's just... there's nothing there. Nothing bothers him.
Why not? You said he's upset, and then he loved me, and I hurt him. So then how are you saying this other thing?
Well, it upsets him, but it doesn't bother him.
Well, how can something upset?
You can be upset, but in reality, it's like it really don't bother you to be upset. You know?
Okay.
It's like one top of thing of another. It's like my friend... kind of like my friend Jared, like he'll get upset, but it doesn't bother him to get upset to swear to somebody who's just walking across the street, you know. And it doesn't mean that they're bipolar, it just means that's how they deal with things.
So he doesn't really miss me then.
Well, I think he does. I mean, like I said, the guilt goes back and forth. His energy is just, it's crazy. It's up and down. It's everywhere.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So does he know that he could never get me back? Does he know that?
No, he don't know that.
Why not?
Because you want him to believe that?
Because I want him to believe that he couldn't get me back?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want him back. I'm just really feeling nosy about where he, you know, what's going on with him right now.
Well, he likes to play mind games.
Yeah, you think so?
Way too many.
He'll end up alone, won't he?
Yeah, he will. And it'll be his fault.
Well, he's alone now, and it's his fault. I think the reason he doesn't care, like you say, it doesn't bother him, is because he has a companion. which is his family member. Like, he doesn't really have to be alone. But I think once that whole thing falls apart, this is my prediction, once those two split up, then he'll feel very alone. You know what I mean?
And you just hit nail on the head.
Yeah? Is that what you're thinking too?
See, you just hit, that's exactly what I was thinking when you said that.
So how long,
like,
how long do you
like,
think
okay,
till those
now
two?
Now I know that you are intuitive and psychic because you're reading my mind and things
Ooh.
That I was going to accept.
So, like, how long do you think, that's hot, how long do I'm just imagining
so get
how
out of my
you
head.
Are. You got brown hair and blue eyes, don't you?
Yes, I do.
I know you do.
I
can see it.
I have brown hair and brown eyes.
Blue. You don't have blue eyes?
Nope, no blue. Just brown eyes.
Oh. I thought you had blue eyes. So here's the thing. Like,
but you were right
how
on
long,
the hair.
How long till these two have their split up? How much longer for that? A year?
Yeah, about a year.
Really? They're going to be together that much longer?
Well, I'd say less than a year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'll be less than a year, for sure.
Are they getting along right now?
No.
So why doesn't he get out of there? I mean, I'm not saying I want him to come here, but why doesn't
he change
it? You
already knew they were along.
What? What?
I said, you already know they are not getting along.
He never admitted that to me either. He keeps his cards close to his vest. Do you know what I mean? Like, he won't tell me the truth about his life. He's very secretive about it all. But I figured it out anyway. I figured everything out. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I nailed it right on the head. And then when I sent him this long letter to tell him, you know, what was unacceptable and what he had to do to be with me and, you know, why I thought this was the wrong thing for him in his life. And I mean, I went crazy on this letter, and he didn't like it because I basically nailed him, you know.
You didn't like it
I wasn't
at all.
Mean. I wasn't mean. I just was, like, seeing everything from every single angle possible. And I was like, you know, this is
on
wrong, this is wrong. Well, I mean, it made me look like a complete controlling bitch. If you read the letter, you'd be like, God, she's so controlling. But I'm looking at his life, and I'm like, okay, first of all, if you work 24 hours a day and you can't call me and you can never text me back and you never spend time with me, what's the point? Plus, the reason you work 24 hours a day and you don't have time for me is because you're so busy financially supporting this guy. So how are you going to have a life with me? How? And then he couldn't answer that.
That's a good question. I'd be asking the same thing.
But why would you do that? Why would you financially support this guy for so long? What did out of it? Companionship? Like he's paying for a companion? I don't understand.
It is what you say it is, I guess.
Well, he's trying to be the hero because he's going to save his nephew from being a drunk and a druggie.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets that satisfaction, I guess, of being a hero.
Some people like it. You know,
yeah, but they're
like
not getting along.
I don't see, that's where I don't get that. That's the part I don't get it. That's the part of the movie I don't get.
The part of the movie. But, like, when, like, what do you see happening over in that house? A lot of fighting?
A lot of drama.
Do you think he has a girlfriend?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Because
I
nobody
always thought
else
maybe.
Him.
What?
Nobody else can stand him.
You mean the guy I was dating?
Yeah, all the bullshit.
Oh, so all the girls get fed up just like I do?
Uh-huh.
You don't think he's ever had a girlfriend? Like, he's never, like, been with a girl and, like, been a good boyfriend ever?
Not a stable one.
What's wrong with him? Seriously.
I wish I knew.
Like Prozac or something?
He's gonna need it.
I'm just kidding. So, like, do you think my dad's ever gonna... Do you think my dad's ever gonna get nicer to me before he goes? Or no?
No, I don't see that happening. I'm sorry.
That's okay. And when do you think I'll be relocating, like moving out of this area where I live? Do you see that?
Well, I'm going to give it 5 to 6 months.
Do you promise?
I can't promise anything, but that's what I see.
Really? That would be great. Mm-hmm. I really don't like where I live. I really like to move.
I really think you should.
Well, yeah, but I don't have the money to do it right now. When do you see the money getting better for me?
Between 4 to 5 months.
Is it going to be hell for the next 4 to 5 months? Or no?
Yeah, it's going to be rocky.
Well, I have a rental. I have a rental income, and as long as that house doesn't foreclose for the next 4 months, I'll be okay. You don't think that's going to happen in the next 4 months, do you?
Foreclose, you said?
Yeah, I have another house that I collect the rent and I don't pay it, and I keep the money, and they're going to foreclose on me. But they haven't started it yet, but at some point they're going to do it. But I'm like in a pile, and you know, behind a million other people.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a while. I think it'll be before you even move. I mean, it will after you move.
The foreclosure will be after?
Yeah, sometime around close by then.
See, like if my... Okay, can I be candid with you, my friend Adrian?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just kidding with you. Because you're funny. I'm in a girly good mood tonight. Okay. So, I haven't been in a good mood in like 6 months, so this is awesome. I've been so depressed, like so depressed over that guy. Huh?
I'm glad you're in a good mood. You're enjoying yourself.
Yeah, I don't think this good mood's going to end either. I just think that I've gotten... No, I mean, I think I'm going to be happy for a while because I finally came out of my depression over that guy. Like, I was so hurt. You know, I kind of took it personal. You know, I really did. Like,
mm-hmm.
he didn't love me enough to make changes for me. You know, and then he shut me out. Like, he wouldn't even communicate with me after I told him all these things. He wouldn't even talk to me, Adrian. Isn't that horrible? It's mean. And I wasn't mean to him. I just was so, I was hurting. And I told him, you're really hurting me. I said that in my letter. I'm very hurt. And then my last little email was like, no communication sucks, but that's how you roll. That's what I wrote. But, you know.
Well,
and then he still stayed silent. He would not respond. Do you know he wouldn't respond in the beginning of the relationship, even when I was, like, nice to him? Like, even when I was like, hey, how's your day? Like, I wasn't even mad at him yet, and he wouldn't respond. Why does he do that?
Yeah, kind of sounds familiar with my relationship.
Really?
Mhm. It's like I had to do all the talking, all the responding, all the communication, and then
why
I lift
the
finger.
That? Yeah, but why did he do that? Why? I mean, I know he was busy with work, but he couldn't have been that busy with work that he couldn't even respond at all, ever. I think he responded maybe once or twice.
Well, I can only give you one response, and that is, They're just pure living assholes.
I mean, do you think he saw my text and went, fuck it, I don't feel like responding?
Uh-huh.
But why would you do that?
Because, like I say, they just, that's how they, the assholes are. They're just, they
so
only think
he
about
didn't have, you say he had feelings for me, but then he didn't have feelings for me?
He has feelings for you, but it's all about himself. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like what I want, what I will do, blah, blah, blah. It's just the ego.
Oh, my God, a huge blah. Ego, right?
Mm-hmm. Bottom line.
So, like, when he, like, tries to find another girl, like, is he going to be able to find anyone else?
Mm-mm.
How long do you think he's going to be single for?
Long time.
Ah! That's funny. I'm such a bitch for laughing, but it's funny, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I think he could be single for the next 10 years. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
He knew that
we
were right for each other. You know, he knew we were right for each other, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. And he ignored it.
But why would you do that? Why would you, like, you know, have this awesome connection with this fun girl who's, like, you know, loving and fun and just shit on it? Why would you do that?
Because they don't know what the hell they want.
So what does he want? What does he think he wants?
That's the question. He don't know what he wants.
So why bother with me then? If you don't know what you want, then why bother? What's the point?
Yeah, that's the mystery behind itself, you know. It's like, if you don't know what you want, then how does the universe know what you want?
I know what I want, and I told him. I told him direct what I want. I said, these are the things. I was very direct. I was like, these are the things I expect you to do, and these are the things I require. And then for a month, he wouldn't do those things, and I confronted him. I said, you're not making the cut. It's funny, isn't it? I did. I said, I texted you. You didn't respond for 3 days. Unacceptable. Unacceptable.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, and then I said to him, are you going to correct your behavior, or am I going to have to walk away? See, you know what pisses me off the most, Adrian? Is he didn't believe. This is what I think. He didn't believe I had the inner strength to walk away.
He was dead wrong.
Well, it was hard. I mean, I was very depressed for a while because I loved him so much. But he thought that he could skate on that for a long time. Like, oh, she really loves me, so I'll just treat her any old kind of way, and she'll put up with it, and she'll just be sitting there waiting for me like a, you know, like a pet would wait for you at home. Although I treat my pets way better than that. But, you know what I mean? Like, it backfired on him, and he realized that I'm a very strong person, and I'm not going to put up with his shit. He knows now, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
And we're, like, in a stubborn thing right now where we're not talking to each other at all. Like, and he knows. You know, I think he thought I was going to break down and, like, contact him again after I broke up with him, and I didn't. I never did.
Mm-hmm.
But you think he'll break down and call me?
Yes.
That's so awesome. I cannot wait to reject him.
I know.
What? Is that bad that I said that?
He deserves it.
Doesn't he? So, like,
mm-hmm.
What does he think, that it's going to be that easy just to call me up and then I'm just going to be like, oh, my God, you're back. I'm so happy. Is that what he thinks?
That's what he thinks.
Doesn't he understand that that's not going to happen?
Well, he better start understanding.
You know what I can't wait? I would love to do, if he called, if I had a boyfriend, I'd have my boyfriend answer the phone. I would. I'd say, honey, answer that. That's that asshole I used to go out with. Tell him I'm not interested in talking to him anymore. Oh, yeah. I'll let him know there's a new sheriff in town. That he's already been replaced with somebody way better. What? You know, you want to play games like that? You want to be like, treat me bad? You know?
Yeah.
You know, and I lost like 30 pounds, and I've been working out a lot and stuff, and, you know, I'm looking way better than I did when I first met him. And I'm sure that would kill him, too.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think he thinks about that? Because he knows I've been working out, and it's funny because on his Facebook page, he put some stupid video up of some guy that was fat and then became very muscular, and he was like, never give up on your dreams, like, he put some speech up for everybody to see.